Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Tola Talks with Rich Tola, right here on LA Talk Radio.
Hey everybody, it's Rich Tola, and thanks for tuning in to my 21st century talk for a no bullshit world. Because who doesn't want to live free of debris? What's up, guys? And I got slow motion celebrities in the house today.
Hey, what's up?
Hello.
Say hello. We got all four group here. We got an awesome day planned for today. Today's Acoustic Friday, so you know we're playing some live music. And this band, we're going to introduce them in a few minutes. You know, I like to go around the globe with some news. But we're going to have a lot of fun. All-American rock band to the likes of Paramore, Fall Out Boy, or All-American Rejects, one of my favorites. So we're going to introduce these guys shortly. But you know, we like to get started. Let's talk a little bit about, let's do this. I like to do this first. On this day in history, all right? 2008 was Bloody Friday, okay? We saw many of the world stock exchanges experience the worst decline in their history, dropping about 10% most indices, right? That was in 2008. 1924 was Black Thursday. It's the start of the stock market crash. The stock market was down. Dow was off 13% that day, actually 12.8%. And 1962, just before I was born, the Cuban Missile Crisis. Remember that began when the U.S. Blockaded Cuba? You guys are way too young for that, right?
I heard about it.
Like, holy shit. I was born in 1963. Ooh, do the math. Can you believe? In 1901, the first woman. Now, why in the world would you want to go over Niagara Falls in a barrel? But Anna Taylor did it in 1901 on this day. And in 1904... give a shout out to my peeps in New York City. First subway opened. Yeah, how about that? And also want to give a shout out to yesterday's guest, Karen McCarthy, the woman of a thousand voices. You guys check that out. She brought her friends Virginia and Spider were in here today. We're having some fun. So give a shout out to Karen and her movie, Mummy, I'm a Zombie. Remember, we talked about that. So if you want to check it out in the archives, latalkradio.com/Tola Talks. And on that note, we're going to whoosh it over to some news, okay? I'm calling this the good news and the bad news. Here we go. The good news is the second patient to contract Ebola, you know, the Ebola virus, the nurse Nina Pham, she's declared free of the virus. That's awesome news, right, guys?
Yeah.
Well, here's the bad news. The fourth case was diagnosed in the U.S., right? A doctor who recently returned from Guinea has tested positive for Ebola in New York City. Not good. Craig Spencer, 33-year-old guy, is treating an Ebola patient in Guinea and with this group called Doctors Without Borders. I mean, that's a nice thing that he's doing. But then completes his work on October 12th. He left the country 2 days later. He went through Brussels, Belgium. He arrived at JFK on the 17th. Now, he didn't have any symptoms on the 17th. 6 days later, last Thursday, he got the symptoms. Well, Thursday means Thursday just passed Thursday. But what's that mean? He works at Columbia Presbyterian Hospital, right? But he hasn't seen any patients, which is actually good news. And he had contact with a few. But before he started seeing the symptoms, a couple days before, he went to a bowling alley in Brooklyn. So now the bowling alley's closed. They're cleansing and sanitizing for precautions. He was on three subway lines. How many people are on the subway?
A lot.
Right. Now, he didn't have a fever at the time, so again, this thing is in its when it's in the stages where it can be contracted. It's from day three to day 21. So who knows? But the good news with this guy is, three people are being quarantined: his fiance and two friends, and he's being isolated in New York's Bellevue Hospital Center. They're also following protocol, so you know it should be okay. But I don't know. What do you think, guys? Mm. Not good.
No.
This is awful.
It's awful. Just like Mandy's saying, laughing. It's awful.
Just New York of all places, just because it's so, you know, it's so busy and it's a hustle and bustle kind of city, and that's just a terrible place for anything to break out.
Especially coming through the subways.
Yeah.
You guys been on subways in there?
Oh, yeah.
Thousands.
Yeah.
And you just bump into people getting on the darn thing. Well, hopefully, good luck to the folks in New York. I mean, we've been talking about Ebola for weeks, but we'll keep an eye on it. Yeah, okay. Well, good news for the survivors. You know, one out of two survived, so that contracted. Well, hopefully there's some good news out of New York next week. Let's go to our second story. I only got a couple stories here. I want to get to these guys here. I'm calling this Oops, Sorry, Monica. And what are we talking about? You know, I like this gal. You like Monica Lewinsky? I like her. I mean, everything. She's all about combating online bullying. Right? She's a contributing writer for Vanity Fair. Wrote an article about that. And she gave a speech at Forbes 30 Under 30 Summit. And she said she wants to give purpose to her past. I like that for her past. But really what's happening here is, and this is a government report. The report was written in the year 2000. So here we go, 14 years later. It's amazing how these reports come out. I don't know if you listened to yesterday's show about the University of North Carolina, Chapel Hill, with the paper classes. They got fake classes that helped the athletes for 18 years. Yeah, talk about it. Right. Yeah, so this report was the year 2000. It states that the government agents and lawyers mistreated Monica when they approached the intern in January of 1988. That's when that occurred. To get her to cooperate with investigation against Bill Clinton, right? Well, here's what she said. She said the scene was like a movie. She's recanting. She said, one minute, waiting to meet a friend in the food court. Next thing I know, two FBI agents flashed their badges and, quote, she says, immediately following, in a nearby hotel room, I was threatened with up to 27 years in jail for denying the affair and an affidavit and other alleged crimes. She goes, 27 years, that's a long time for a 24-year-old. Well, I don't know. It's a long time for anybody.
Yeah.
Okay, this associate independent counsel, Michael Emick, he confronted Lewinsky, okay, with her false affidavit and other criminal activities, anyway, in an effort to gain her cooperation. But he said that, quoting this guy, she could be prosecuted on multiple criminal charges. If she cooperates, then we'll take that into consideration. But he denied her any attempts to speak with her lawyer. Okay, so another quote from Monica. She said, chillingly, told my mother, too, might face prosecution if I didn't cooperate and wear a wire. My friends and family were subpoenaed to testify against me. Okay, for nearly 12 hours, the lawyers, and this is crazy, they kept her in a hotel room, which she said, hysterical, but very focused young woman. I don't know, but she never did cooperate. I got three words for you. You go, girl. I like her. I mean, you know, what the hell she went through. I mean, what would you do? You're an intern, the president. Of course you're going to, you know, sexual. What the hell? Why not?
You know, it's a rough thing to be famous for.
Right. Yeah. He does play saxophone. He was a suave man. He is a suave man.
Yeah.
Swooped her off her feet with the blue dress. I don't know. I remember when all that came about. It's like, leave the poor girl alone. I mean, I don't know. Yeah. It's all craziness, but I actually tweeted her. I was the she joined Twitter. That's when I talked about a few days ago. I was the 11,300 person. That's the number they gave me to follow her. I don't know what she's up to now. We should check that. She's got to be like up in the hundreds of thousands, I'm sure.
Yeah.
A lot of people like her.
That's exciting she's doing this now, because I remember she was doing handbags.
All right.
For
yeah.
a bit, yeah. I believe. So this is good that she's putting, you know, her best foot forward. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Some lectures.
Yeah, she's writing and she's, you know, trying to impact the world in a positive way. I like that. I think Rio de Janeiro. The pufferfish was caught by the Sousa family, okay, and it contained a toxin that's 1,200 times more lethal than cyanide. Like a drop of this thing could kill a human within 24 hours, okay? Yeah, no kidding. The poison, it paralyzes the muscles, right, where the victim remains fully conscious, but you eventually die from asphyxiation when the venom reaches the diaphragm. So, seconds after taking their first bite, they start vomiting, losing feeling in their face, their arms, their legs. Okay, there were four kids here. Okay, four kids were totally paralyzed, age 3 to 5. Before they could reach the car, they had to carry these folks out to the car to go to the hospital. And the woman said, the fish looked so tasty that they invited the whole family. You know, I don't officially licensed to prepare it. Yeah, no kidding. I mean, you got enough of this powerful toxin. It's called tetrodotoxin. It said in one puffer to kill 30 adults. And there's no known antidote. Kind of interesting. You know, the puffer fish, it's anywhere from 1 inch to 2 feet long, but it triples in size when it's threatened. It just puffs out. And it's the second most poisonous vertebrate in the world after the golden poison frog. I actually took a look at that frog. tiny little thing in Colombia only. But, well, good luck to the family. Yeah. I mean, I will say.
That reminds me of that Simpsons episode. Did you ever see that? Yeah.
No, is that one with a puffer fish?
Well, it's like a poisonous fish that if you prepare it right, it doesn't kill you. But you have to, it's like you said, yeah. The chefs go through the training.
Yeah.
It reminds me of that.
And Homer's just preparing to die.
Yes.
And
why go with the puffer?
Yeah. Why go with the puffer? It's all some weird stuff. I lived in Hong Kong, Singapore, Malaysia for a little bit, and fish eyes were the big delicacy uh-huh. when I was there. It's like, oof.
I had them.
I tried everything. I think I lost 10 pounds in the first couple months. But it's very different over there. And delicacies, and I mean, I'll tell you another delicacy, which was illegal, but this is true. Monkey brains.
Oh,
yeah,
what?
No, this is true. And how they do it, I didn't see it, but I had a friend of mine go to a place. It's kind of like a black market for it. It's kind of sad, but they wanted to eat the brains when the chimp is alive, so they bring the chimp in.
It's alive?
It's alive?
No, they bring in a live chimp and they clamp the head in the middle of the table. I'm serious.
Oh,
and they put it on fire, the brains. They, you know, the brains go on fire and they kind of pick at the brain. I'm serious. This is something that my friend told me. I was not there, so I'm hearing it the second party.
Wait, where was this?
This was in Hong Kong.
It's just a show of pure human dominance.
Yeah. Right.
I want to bring an animal in here,
right.
Cut its head open, and eat it.
We're destroying it. We destroy everything. The planet, the animals, right? I mean, you hear about the...
Well, I didn't know that was a thing. I mean, I saw that happen in Indiana Jones and Temple of Doom, but I didn't know they did that anywhere.
No, they did that. Same thing with in Vietnam, you know, about cutting off the left ear. If you ever see any war movies, you'll see him. A friend of mine was... he went back 3 times. He's like, that's a whole nother story for another day. But he was recruited to go back. He was paid to go back. So he went to war, but he was so good at it that they came and got him and paid him cash to go in. And then he was dropped behind enemy lines and coming back. He had to basically survive and get to our lines. And they paid him, and he had to cut off left ears because the left ear is different than the right ear. And they paid him per ear. They gave him a bonus for... Yeah, he said put him on a big ring. Yeah, so if you ever see those old movies, they cut ears off. Because to prove that you killed somebody.
Yeah.
Some wild stuff. I mean, there's all sorts of crazy stuff. But talk about crazy stuff. Let me just say this because I like to... look at that future swoosh. You like that? I like to swoosh it over to the Get Your Shit Together Award. For you guys here, you don't know, but I did a 30-episode podcast called Get Your Shit Together. It's all about kind of getting your shit together in every compartment of your life, whatever it is. You guys look like you have your shit together, so that's good.
Thank you.
Nope. She went to go shower up. He took the baby downstairs, and it wouldn't stop crying, so he punched the baby in the face. Can you believe that? It's another jackass who gets... Well, yeah, these things happen. Wow. Find all these crazy stories. So this is local. I'm telling you, this is local. And I want to talk to these kids from last night. Didn't speak with them directly, but here I am having dinner in Burbank, outside, beautiful night. And these kids pull up, all teenagers. I don't know. Look like they were, whatever, seniors in high school. 3 guys and a girl. They get out, and they kind of pull up, illegally park. They're making all sorts of noise, drawing attention, so it's noise pollution. And everybody looks over like, okay, what are these jackasses doing? Trying to, but they're not really doing anything except getting out, arguing with each other, screaming, yelling. Then they start throwing debris, garbage on the ground. Then one guy picks up like a can of Coke and he throws it maybe 30 feet in the air because he wants to see it explode when it hits the ground, but it doesn't explode. And then it kind of rolls into the street. They get in their car and drive away. Hey, jackass, you, Mr. Driver, and all the other bozos in the car. You got to get your shit together. You can't be destroying the world by throwing your garbage on the street in front of people eating. Now, you know, like all of us are looking, you kind of look at each other and you say, okay, great. Now, what am I going to do? Go over there and reprimand this kid whose parents didn't do a good job of raising him somewhere along the line. Something failed. And here he is making noise, drawing attention to himself, polluting the environment. Can't do that, kids. Can't do that. You got to get your shit together. That's disrespectful, okay? It's disrespectful to anyone else in the environment walking down that street. The car's driving. Someone's going to hit that Coke can. And now here we are. We're sort of in a patio. And, you know, everybody sort of you get frustrated because you're thinking, what can I do? And you feel a little bit paralyzed. And they get in the car and zoom away. It's like, what are you going to do? They got to get their shit together.
Mm-hmm.
So there you go. Hey, guys, you know, keep it together. Be respectful of your environment, people around you. You're trying to draw attention to each other. Grow up. All right? So there you go. Here's our Get Your Shit Together award for these teenagers in Burbank. Didn't know their name. But, you know, on that note, let me say hello here because I want to formally introduce. This is an awesome band. I mean, these guys, you got to go check it out. They have two albums out. The first album is called The Skeleton Tree. It came out in June 26, 2012. That was a couple years ago. And Fixable, that's the new one. Came out 10 days ago.
Yeah.
That's a rocking one. These guys have played. They did the Bay Festival 2014 from June until July. You guys toured that. You played with Stone Temple Pilots, Chester Bennington, Pop Evil. Some good names here. But definitely have the likes of Paramore and Fall Out Boy, All American Rejects. Just throwing these names out. But I want to say hello to my right, Brandon Sanborn.
Howdy.
We got Brian Ruppenkamp.
How's it going?
Mandy Hilleman.
Close. Hi.
Did I get that? Hillman?
Hiddleman.
Ruppenkamp.
Ruppenkamp. All right, let me get this again. Brian Ruppenkamp.
That's me.
On guitar. Brandon Sanborn on bass.
You got it.
Mandy Hiddleman.
Yeah.
Vocals. And Anna Crane.
Yeah, mine's easy.
I got that. On percussion.
Perfect.
Yeah, that's a lot of fun. So before we get started, we got an all-American rock band here. Now, you guys formed somewhere around what I understand is the ladies came in around, what, 2011?
2011.
So you've been together for a couple years.
Yeah.
You put out some, I mean, that's pretty quick, I think, to put out two albums. A lot of people, they do like an EP first.
So. Yeah, that was, the Skeleton Tree was definitely our five-song EP, and that was mainly just to get the attention of a drummer, and we got one, Miss Anna
Crane. We didn't have a drummer at the time. Yeah.
I see. So the first album, there was no drummer.
There is on the record.
There is, but it's
that was a studio
drummer.
Yeah.
Got it.
Yeah.
Then you're like, let's get a hot babe here. There's a couple of hot women here, guys. Got to go check it out. Well, the guys, too. We got a muscle. You're a fitness guy for sure, Brandon. Kicks ass.
I like to pick up things.
Yeah. And then we got Jake Gyllenhaal over here. Brian's got the Jake thing going on. You know, he's got a new movie coming out.
Yeah.
Some wacko. You're not a wacko, though.
I don't think so.
No.
No.
You don't look like it. No. No, but a good-looking group. So 2011, you bring it together. You come on board with the drums. All percussion, right? All sorts of things? Or just...
Yeah. I like to play all kinds. I mean, rock is my favorite to play, but, you know, rocking a djembe, rocking a shaker, random percussion. It's fun.
So your new music, is it a little different than the Skeleton Tree then, or Fixable?
I think so. I was listening to it. I had to take a break from it because
yes.
I've heard the album way too many times. And when it came out, I just had to. We released it, and then I had to take a break from it. And I came back and listened to it. And I remember I had heard The Skeleton Tree again for the first time. And it does sound different. It's like, I don't know, darker and heavier, I would say.
I don't know. I think our influences are different. You know, now that we have Brandon and we have Anna, just all of us coming together, it's definitely different. I think it's elevated us to a different level, and I think that, I don't know, I just think our sound in general is a little bit heavier and a little bit more raw, and I think it's a good direction for us from the last EP.
You guys should check it out. Check out their website, Slow Motion Celebrity. You guys should be able to spell that, right? Three words, motion, M-O-T-I-O-N. You know how to spell celebrity.
Yeah.
Right. No, it's really cool. I did check out all the songs, and so let me ask you this, because with bands, like singer-songwriter is a little different as a band. You guys... Do you get out there? Like, do you love being in front of people? Is that the... Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I love it.
Yeah. Love it. Now you
I actually like being in the studio probably more than anyone here, but being in front of a crowd is like... It reminds you why you got into it in the first place.
Yeah.
You know?
Just vibrates throughout.
Yeah.
Your whole being.
Well, you can get so caught up when you're writing songs or recording songs, and you can get so sort of inward focused and... I don't know. You start to like second guess yourself.
And Brian starts to second guess himself.
Let me correct
that. Brian's like, can we change this? I think this should be changed. This lick, should we change? Like, it's fine. Let's put it out there, see what happens.
He's type A.
Then you play it for a crowd and you're like, oh yeah, this is why I got into this. This is the feeling. You know what I mean? It's like, it feels right. It feels good.
Yeah.
Now, when you say in the studio, I mean, I did we did a 4-song EP, and it was like an 8-hour, 9-hour. I mean, I thought it was awesome hanging out in the studio there. Just, you know, you get the energy, you're in there. So that's what you're talking about. just getting in there and creating and then kind of making it happen. Yeah. Long days?
Well, some I've heard some artists, you know, call being in the studio like grueling. Like, oh my God, we're in the studio for 12 hours today. And for me, I love it. I love being in that environment. Mm-hmm. And
they're all shaking their heads. Like they love it.
No, when you're working, it goes by really quickly. You're like, oh my God, it's 8 p.m. already? I thought it was 10 a.m. Like, it goes by so quickly when you're working and when you're in the zone.
Enjoying what you do.
The time just flew.
Yeah.
So you come to L.A. Let me ask. I mean, you guys are in your 20s, right?
Some of them. Yeah.
Wait a minute. Brandon might be clipping that. No.
No. I look older. I'm 27.
Oh, okay. I look older. You are?
I'm the pops of the group now.
No kidding. Yeah. That's why you look like Jake Gyllenhaal, close to his age. No, so how long, you've been here for a while then. I mean, how long have you been in L.A.? Is it L.A.-based band then?
Yeah. Well, I've been in L.A. for 8 years now.
Hmm. Yeah, we all moved here to pursue music and acting and other creative avenues, but I think that's what's kind of exciting. Like, Brandon is from Mobile, Alabama, and Chicago and Boston. He's a big old mutt.
Everywhere, yeah.
You know, and Brian is from Morgantown, West Virginia. I'm from Plantsville, Connecticut, and Anna is from Quincy, Illinois. So it's all about experiences coming into L.A., which is neat.
These are tiny towns. Plantsville, where the hell is that?
No one knows. You know what? I'll say this. It's in New Haven County near Yale.
I know where it is. I played at Yale. Well, I played at baseball. Penn played against Yale. But, so you're up there. Okay.
Yeah, in the middle of the state.
And then Quincy.
It's right on the Mississippi River between Illinois and Missouri. It's like 4 hours from Chicago.
You're like in the heartland of America.
Yeah, it's the heartland. Kind
of like
lots of corn.
Mm-hmm. But your haircut doesn't signify that.
Oh no. Old ladies look at me like I'm the devil.
Yeah, she's got these piercing blue eyes with the shaved sides, and you got the Elvis do up top. No, it's good. Now this is the Mobile because I got a phone message from a Mobile. Was that you?
Yeah, yeah.
I'm like, who's calling me from Mobile, Alabama? I'm like, woof.
Yeah.
I thought it was one of these people from Get Your Shit Together. It's giving me a hard time. So you guys came together. Now, when it came together, did you know? I guess Anna was the sort of the fourth band member to come on.
Actually, Brandon was.
Oh, you were the fourth.
Yeah, I've been with them for really, it's just almost been a year now. But it was cool because I knew Mandy beforehand, and she had seen me play in my previous band, and then I went to see them play. And I remember I was watching the show with my sister, and I remember saying to my sister, man, I wish I was in a band more like this. And then shortly after that.
Works that way.
Yeah. Yeah.
Somehow it all worked out.
Yeah. It really does. I think the more it's in your mind, right, you think about it, that happens a lot, right, where you're just kind of making it happen in your mind, and then boom, phone rings.
Makes it real.
That happened to me just the other day. I was thinking about calling someone, and then the phone rings. I'm like, wow, this is strange.
It's weird.
Strange. So you're thinking, hey, I want to find a new band. Boom, here I am.
Yeah.
I didn't even know that he was. I was just like, you want to be in our band?
Yeah.
Thank you. Like he's
oh,
much.
You mean when you saw him?
Yeah, because I didn't know he was leaving his former band. Like he was planning on doing it anyway, and we needed a bassist. And so I was like, oh, I think Brandon would be a great fit. And so I just kind of like poached him.
Yep.
And he was more than willing. So that's awesome.
It was nice.
So you making the rounds here in LA, like Room 5? Have you kind of doing the spots where you can play? Or just getting out there?
Oh, venues?
Venues.
Yeah, we toned it back because we had to be in the studio for like 21 days straight to get it done.
Wow.
We wanted to get the record done before we went to Bayfest so that we had a new record. I mean, if you're opening for Stone Temple Pilots, you know,
you better.
Doesn't make any sense to go there with a 2-year-old EP.
No.
So we wanted to have it done, and we're still planning our official like LA album release.
I see.
So we'll have details on that soon.
Yeah, we're talking about that tomorrow.
Oh, darn, we don't have the details now?
Sorry.
Give us the deets. You got to call it in next week.
Send you a message. Give me a call.
Yeah, no, definitely. I'll put it out there. So you're going to have like an official, and then you're going to have an event, or you're going to play?
Yeah.
Yeah. You should definitely do that. Well, let's, speaking of playing, let's play our first song here. What are you guys thinking?
What do you want to do? A little, do you want to do The Fall?
Sure.
This is track 2.
This is track 2 off the new album, Fixable. We're listening to Slow Motion Celebrity. They're just going to get settled here with the guitars and Yeah, you can move that around. Don't worry about making noises. And then we got so we got Mandy on vocals. Anna's working drums, percussions, no real drums here. We got Brian and Brandon. All right. Yeah. Let's give us a second to set up, guys. We're gonna play this first one. Whenever you're ready.
Outside your window's pouring sad ice, slow and still. Maybe I learned my lesson. Oh, I could, but never will. And you've got that deep depression. It burns the claws and my aches. Inside, the wheels are turning, plagued by our mistakes. And if you fall, we all fall. And if it's wrong, it's over now. And if you fall, we all fall down. So come to me, come to me now. When did we get so fragile? Closed up, hard to read. Oh, anyway. Went it away, and I try to keep from sinking, but your pull is hard on me, and it's calling, calling, and I can hear the rain. And if you fall, we all fall down. And if it's wrong, so come to me, come to me now. And I ask, is this how we end? Falling, caving in. Can we start over? Can we start over? Is this how we end? Falling, I don't wanna start over.
Cal, I love your voice.
Thank
That's
you.
That's awesome.
We're going to have to deal with not being loud for your neighbor. Tony, I can't yell. Okay.
You're awesome. That was awesome, guys. Holy cow. Hey, and thanks for, you can definitely rock it. Yeah, we had our neighbor, you know, we have a studio right next to us, Channel One, and they were like, I'm like, oh no, the lungs. So yes. We had to kind of, at one point I told Mandy to kind of bring it, but you were great.
Sorry.
No, that's awesome. That's, wow, I could see that. I'm feeling your voice still. It's rocking.
Thank you. Thank you. It's more fun when it's fully live and full sound, obviously.
Oh, yeah.
A little more heavy, but it's cool to strip it down.
Strip it down, then you're on the drum. Then usually you're with drums there, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Wow, so does that, I love that song. Is that something that, does it, like, one song become, like, in an album or an EP? Is that what happens? Like, does one song sort of emerge as your signature song? Don't worry.
Sorry.
They're moving the mics around. We got to move these around. Yeah,
I don't know. It's hard to tell just because I think we all have different might different songs that I think we gravitate towards.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And even putting songs on this album was it was a mess because we all had a particular song we wanted to get on, and some of them didn't make it. But I think we're going to definitely take a step back, and because we're not objective at all. Like Brian said, we had to step away from the music because we've heard it so much. It's almost like, well, I don't know which song would be best for radio and to release as a single, and that's going to become like the song. Like, I have no
it's
idea.
It's like picking
right
your own headshot as an actor.
you can't do it.
You don't know. You have no idea what you look like because you're you. And you always do the thing that people will be like, oh, I like that one. And you're like, really? I hate that
can't
one.
Can't do it.
Yeah.
No, it's
is that how my face looks? Like, yeah.
Is that what I sound like?
Yeah. So have you getting other people to tell? I mean, that song to me, I mean, I get to listen to all the songs. I did, but that song to me just rocks it.
Thank you. It's definitely up there. It's in a handful. We've narrowed it down to maybe like 4 or 5 out of the 10 that were like, maybe these could potentially be something. And I think that's definitely in the running, the fall.
So has music been like your whole life where it's like, this is the way I got to go for you, Mandy? Let's ask that.
For me, no, I actually got into music pretty late. Well, writing, I always wrote when I was from like 9 years old on. I was writing songs, but like nobody really knew. I played basketball my whole life, and I was like on the track to try to be like a WNBA star. I'm from Connecticut, so UConn Huskies, if anyone knows anything about college basketball, we win everything. So I was like, that is my future. And I just destroyed my knee in high school. I was like, what am I going to do? So I got into theater instead because I always wanted to do that. So I studied theater, and that's how I sort of got over all of that sports drama and just wanted to be in bands again because I've always wanted to do that as a childhood
dream. You kept the competitive spirit, though.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
I'm quite competitive, yes.
You're quite.
Bowling, tennis, everything. I'm just like.
Whatever we're doing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
categories. Board games, yeah. But no, not too recently. Just guess in college, like in 2009 was when I think I really was like, yes, music is definitely what I want to do.
Got it. And then you came here.
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah. Now, do you do the writing? Is that, or do you all write?
We all write. I write the lyrics and the melodies, obviously. But everyone writes their own part, which is great.
I like that.
Yeah.
Guys, just now, do you do that when you're practicing in the studio? Do you do, you know, bring the lyrics and then you start working on it, or do you already have something?
Every song is
different.
Depends,
yeah. Like a pretty standard formula was I'd come up with a riff or something that I wanted to turn into a song and then bring it in, and then, oh, that, you know, triggers a melody in her mind, and then, oh, this drum part would begin. It just sort of builds. But two or three of the songs on this album was actually because Mandy's like, her pitch is so perfect that like she can maintain a melody in her head just by itself. And there are, I think, three songs where she just brought in the melody.
Yeah.
Just said, here's the vocal melody that I have in my head. Mm. And then I figured out what sounded good underneath that.
So. Yeah, it was like Meta's apartment, but I was also working at a terrible job at the time. I remember I locked myself like in one of the closets. Like the song, track 5, Settle the Score, I was just having a bad day and I was like, oh, I have an idea. I'm like, I need to be at my desk. Uh-oh. So I left and I went into the closet and like grabbed my phone and recorded a melody with lyrics that just came out in like 20 seconds. And I remember texting Brian. I was like, Brian, I got to see you tonight. I got an idea.
I got to see you tonight. I came out of the closet. I got something.
Imagine like, that was a message. Surprise.
Okay.
Surprise boyfriend. Eek.
Oh, you guys are dating.
No.
No.
Sorry.
I'm like, she has a boyfriend.
You have a boyfriend.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
You all have, well, how about you, Anna?
No.
No. She's like, no. Thank God.
Anna and I are the single members of the band.
Yeah. I was single for a long time, and then something finally happened, so.
You're not single anymore.
No.
Something finally
happened. I usually am, yeah.
I don't see a wedding ring, but.
No.
Yeah, oh, well, easy.
Okay. You say no thank you?
Oh, no, not yet.
Not yet.
All right. Yeah.
So you have the boyfriends and the girlfriends, but what about, like, the groupies? The groupies come in? Yeah.
Oh, no.
You know, it wasn't,
come
on tour,
on.
It wasn't as happening as I
yeah.
Well, when you're all in a van and we're all with each other every moment of every day, I think it's kind of hard to have any ladies perhaps get to where they need to go.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that sort of thing. And I don't know, we probably smell because we're in a van.
Yeah.
I think we had some opportunities at Bayfest, but I don't know.
That was pretty great. Bayfest was pretty awesome. That's when we actually got to meet a lot of like new fans and really great people that's supporting us. And
surprisingly open, too. Like, a lot of the people, we opened, and so everybody that was, like, on the, you know, in the crowd on the front gate, they obviously aren't there to see us. They have no idea who we are. You know, they're there to see STP or Pop Evil.
But they're there to be open to seeing all sorts. I mean,
That's what I was surprised about. Yeah. Like, they actually came out of the crowd and came over and wanted us to sign CDs yeah. and posters and stuff.
Yeah, and stopped us in, like, maybe just on the street.
That's the difference know? Between people in L.A. and music fans in the rest of the country.
Right,
to new music, and they, you know, they don't come to see who they're going to see, and they don't, you know, and shit about anyone else. They are open. So.
They are. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
No, you definitely want to be. I mean, that's why you're going there. Okay, yeah, the main act. But they come on late. They, you know, you want to see what's going on. Explore new music. Yeah. So I see. I would think, Anna, you're getting, I mean, I don't know. The guys ever think about it? They're all over you.
I'm actually a lesbian, but I do get hit on by a lot of men.
There you go.
Yes.
And women, too.
I play along for the free drinks.
Yeah, there you go. Okay.
Sorry, Mom. I know she's listening.
don't be sorry.
Trish!
What the hell?
Hi, Trish!
Shout out to Mom. What are you going to do? Yeah. She already knows that, right?
Well, yeah. About me being a lesbian, not about me flirting with men.
Flirting with men.
Using the beauty that she was given by her.
You got
it. Why not? I mean, they offer. It's not like I ask them to buy me a drink. They say, do you want a drink? I say, sure.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. You tell me. It's a sucker born every minute, and you're one.
You have great conversations. So.
Oh, yeah.
There you go.
Man, you don't even got to do that.
Just making friends.
Yeah. Man, you got to use your talents. So you got to use your talents. So what? So now you're always creating. Is it something where I know you're taking a break? You're saying, well, not a break, but just that from this album, you've been playing it right in your head.
Yeah, I still come up with. I mean, this guitar sits with me at work all day, and really? I just write riffs on it like all day. I got like little bits and pieces of. It's like a workbench, and you got like some like nuts and some bolts and some screws, and I don't know what I'm going to build, but I just have all these. We end up with all these little segments of songs.
Yeah, well, that's
like,
how
we're like what goes together.
Yeah, and it's kind of me too. I've been getting in a better habit of it because I work at a gym, but I just bring my guitar with me and just
you know. At the gym.
Yeah,
you're like, yeah. Get a let me few take reps a little in. Break, give yeah. a couple of reps. Let me grow. Oh, I got a riff. Let me go over there, bang that out.
Yeah.
Yeah, so you're survivors. I mean, we all come here, right? You come to L.A. and you just got to keep surviving and pursuing your dreams.
Yeah.
That's the weird thing. We were an L.A. rock band, but none of us are from... I mean, no one's from L.A.,
nobody's
right?
from... No, L.A. is the biggest bust up in the world.
Well, your girlfriend is, Brandon.
Oh, yeah, she is.
Yeah, really? She is.
She is from L.A.
Oh, how long is that going to last then? Forget it. No, L.A. is, you know, people come here. Most of them spend a couple years... I write about that. And a lot of times, 2, 3, 5 years, you're done.
Yeah, well, you hear about that. It's like, where'd you grow up? They're like, Van Nuys. You grew up?
Yeah, you're like, nobody's from Van Nuys.
I actually have a lot of friends who were born here, so I don't know what you guys are talking about.
What?
The Northridge.
Yeah, Northridge, Van Nuys, Burbank, you know, all that.
Yeah.
I have a lot of friends who are from the Valley.
Yeah,
from
I mean...
No one's ever like, oh, I'm from West Hollywood. No. No one's ever from West Hollywood.
From the Pacific Palisades.
Oh, right.
Tarzana. Yeah.
Unless you're rich, then can I be friends with that person? Who would you be your friends from the Pacific Palisades holding out?
So you cruise around this town. I guess you all love this town, right?
Yes.
It's here to stay?
Yeah, I don't see why...
Unless somebody says, hey, you're going to go to China for 2 years and tour?
Yeah, I'm always up for touring and traveling.
Touring China, heck awesome. Yes, but...
This is where the dream's playing out, so...
Dreams are always here in L.A., and it's all creativity in the air. Everything's all around. So let me ask you, because I'd love to get in another song here. I'm just thinking, are these my neighbors going to be flipping out over here? Guys, ooh. You're super...
I'm going to back, like, way off and be quiet.
Or you guys could just play Fixable.
I'll be quiet.
That'd be more quiet.
I got to retune for that.
We can do best policy. We got it. We'll keep best it on
policy.
Lock.
They're gonna do best policy. Yeah, I don't want to giving you the boot. She came in the window and gave me the. I'm like, okay.
She did.
Well, then you're. I love it. I love it. But you know,
I'll make her cookies. Do you want to like I'll bake cookies and bring them over and be like, girl?
That might work. We're gonna play one more. We're gonna. What's the name of this one?
This is the best policy.
The best policy.
Track 4.
Listening. Slow motion celebrity. Check it out, guys.
Lately, I've been getting to notice.
Oh, we got a stare.
We got a stare and we got shut down. Oh, I hate to do this.
I was using
to you guys.
My head voice too, like my really quiet head voice.
Yeah, I think it's the guitars.
This reminds me of when I was in a jam band in Missouri, and we were rehearsing and just jamming out, and apparently the cops were knocking on our front door to like tell us to stop because the neighbors were calling.
That's happened
and,
to me too.
Yeah, and the thing is, we couldn't hear them because we were very loud. So like they like crawled like our fence and went around our backyard and were like flashing lights like in our windows to make us stop.
Oh, shit.
And
so,
yeah, that happened to me too. Chicago PD, two lady cops, and they were really mean. Like lady cops have to be more mean.
Well, I'm sorry to be the one. I mean, I could be playing live music all the time. I got to talk to my Mr. Owner over there and say, wait a minute.
Her door is also open, P.S.
Yeah, no, but what's happening is, no, I understand. You know, yeah, there's two channels going on, so we had a... But now that first one was rocking. We got that. We got that one going. So what else? What's in store? I mean, where can we? Well, give us all the social media stuff so we could check you out.
Yeah, we're on everything. I mean, Facebook.
Same. It's all the same name.
Anything.com/slowmotioncelebrity. Reverb Nation, Facebook, SoundCloud.
Twitter's different though.
Twitter is IFollowSMC, and I know I am at IFollowBrian, and she's at IFollowMandy, because Slow Motion Celebrity is too long of a Twitter handle.
Really?
Twitter wouldn't let us use the whole name.
I didn't know that was a thing.
Yeah. It cuts us off. It cuts,
I didn't know that.
Four letters off.
Yeah.
So, you can't do that.
Yeah, so you just abbreviate, you know, so SMC.
SMC.
It's a problem. Like, and, you know, most of the places we go, it's not at like LA where there's Santa Monica College. So you say SMC.
Yeah, that's the first thing that came to my mind. I'm like, Santa Monica College.
Yeah, we're trying to change that.
Twitter.
But yeah, Twitter's at IFollowSMC.
Instagram. Anna definitely hits up her Instagram.
Oh, Instagram is Slow Motion Celebrity. Yeah. I take care of that. That's fun.
That's really fun.
Twitter's the only thing that's different, a different name. Everything else is Slow Motion Celebrity.
Yeah, and website's got all the stuff.
Yeah, slowmotioncelebrity.com. And it's, has the links to pretty much all that stuff, too.
Yeah, and then when you guys are playing, I saw that. The Bay Fest was up there. By the way, where did you guys have the... Where's the Bay Fest take place?
That's Mobile, Alabama. That's my hometown. Mm. So that was what was really cool feeling for me, because I grew up going to that festival, and it like really instilled my passion for wanting to play live music and everything. And what was cool is I actually saw Stone Temple Pilots there like 12 years ago. And then just to hear that they were headlining again the year that we were playing was pretty cool. But I had seen so many acts there, because it's a very eclectic festival: funk, soul, country, and and rock and everything. And I usually stayed more on the rock and the R&B, hip hop stage and everything. Because like this year they had like the Roots, Earth, Wind and Fire.
The Roots, that's a Philly band, no?
Yeah.
I've seen the Roots twice: once at WVU at Fall Fest. And now I've seen them at Bay Fest. And there's a band, they crush it.
They do. Mm-hmm.
I just watched Captain Kirk, like...
I'm telling you.
I'm never going to be a guitar player. Like, what the hell?
And they've been amazing around. They've been around for a while, right? Yeah. At least 10, maybe 20, I don't even know. At least 10, 15 years, right?
Yeah, they came to my school, too, and they were epic even then. So, it was...
Yeah, and
fabulous.
Now that they're the backing band for Jimmy Fallon, they're hustling like crazy.
Yeah, they just work, dude. Yeah. They just work.
Well, that's what you guys are. We're going to be there soon.
Right?
Just work it.
It's the dream.
So what about other festivals? You got anything teed up for 2015, or you're kind of just working some new things?
It's in the works, but definitely, we definitely got a good rapport with Bay Fest, and we were basically told to keep our calendar open for next year. So
nice.
We have that going on. There's a potential festival out there also called the Hangout Festival, which is like on the beach. Because this thing, Mobile, is pretty much like on the water. So there's a beach town not too
far
away.
And smaller festival that we got invited to.
We
play Boobstock.
Boobstock in Birmingham.
Why didn't you hear about this? Boobstock. I got the card for that. It's like going to be the third annual or second annual. It's all the, all the proceeds and all the money made goes to breast cancer awareness.
That's wonderful.
I like that. I was going to say.
Boobstock. Oh my God, I want to play Boobstock so hard.
Oh, we're playing Boobstock. Well,
I love the cause. That's awesome.
Yeah, right?
They should have more events like that.
They're trying to do it like not just in Mobile, but in cities throughout the country on the same day. I mean, that's where they eventually want to get to. Mm-hmm. It's only like the second or third year. Mm. But they eventually, want to branch out.
The talent's there, right? There's no doubt they got the talent there, so they should do that. Yeah. Well, you guys are in the lineup. I like that.
Yeah, and that's the thing. So we're basically making sure we're getting ready for a good festival season next year. It kind of comes to an end around October usually. I mean, they might have some things here and there, but it's festivals are like my favorite thing to play ever. I did it in older, you know, my old bands, and it's just the feeling. I mean, it's of course, just being in front of a crowd playing, but just you know, magnified, and just and seeing magnified. All the other bands there too. You know, and everyone's excited to be there. Bands are excited.
The people are excited. Everybody's wasted. It's all fun.
Yeah. Everyone's really nice. Fantastic. Yeah.
Really nice.
Really nice and drunk and welcoming.
Mm-hmm.
No, festivals are anything back on the East Coast, maybe New York City or anything?
Ooh, I hope so. Yeah. We got to, we did Boston and we did Meriden, which is close to my town in Connecticut. We were on the East Coast. We didn't get to New York, but driving our van through New York would have been a nightmare for sure. We were also crunched on time, but we want to get to New York for sure.
Well, I drove that thing through Boston. That wasn't very fun
nightmare.
Either.
Boston. Oh, you hit a lady in your van.
No, she hit me.
It was her fault. It was her fault.
Don't be saying that. The cops will come back.
No, she walked into us. That's right.
She walked into the front of the van.
Sorry. The light had turned green and you started to go, but she was just walking, came out of nowhere, but she waved and laughed. Like, she knew it was
on her phone. She walked out in front of a moving 15 passenger van. Like, she tapped the bumper and then gave me the I'm sorry, I'm not paying attention to where I'm going. It's
like it happened to her. We kept walking and then we bumped into her again. She just continued to do it. She's like, oh my god, Boston.
They don't, the pedestrians there don't care.
They don't.
Yeah, they don't give, you know what?
No. I've been in that town a lot too, but prefer it down a little further south. Ooh. Philly. How about Philly? How about that? They do a festival down at the riverfront every year.
Yeah, we didn't check out Philly. We hit up Pittsburgh, but we need to do Philly.
Got to do Philly. I know a lot of peeps in Philly, so
all my best friends are from Jersey, Philly.
There you go.
My favorite people are from
Jersey. That's me.
There you go.
You got it. Well, here's what we do on every show. We go around with this thing called Fast Five. I'm going to ask you five quick questions. Yeah, you've already heard that. Maybe you know the questions, but we'll go around.
About the Fast and the Furious movies?
Fast and Furious movies, yeah. So it's real quick. So we'll go this way. Brandon will go first. Mm-hmm. We got Brian's going to go second. Mandy's third. And Anna's going to be fourth. Okay, here we go. Number one, chocolate or vanilla ice cream?
Chocolate.
Vanilla.
Yeah, vanilla. I don't know
what
we're doing.
Chocolate.
Chocolate to vanilla. Okay. Over there, the chocolate. I like chocolate. Or both.
Yeah, either or, but yeah.
I feel like the plain vanilla is a very underappreciated ice cream.
It's boring. Did you say boring?
It's boring.
Vanilla or chocolate?
It is boring. He said vanilla.
Boom.
Yeah. Two vanillas over there.
And it mixes well with everything, too.
Yeah,
chocolate.
Too much chocolate can be a little overpowering sometimes in your mouth.
Yeah, all right. Number two, Tropical Island or New York City?
Tropical Island.
New York City.
New York City.
Tropical Island.
What are the bookends over here? We got the bookends are the same. That's cool.
The rhythm. Yeah.
I got to go with New York on that one. Got to. Number three, Ancient Rome or the Wild West?
Wild West.
Ancient Rome.
Wild, Wild West.
Wild West.
Damn.
You're alone, Brian.
I'm the only one.
You're alone in Ancient Rome.
Ancient Rome. He wants
I want
to
go
the
see
toga.
The. I want to wear. I do want to wear the toga. Yeah. See the Colosseum like in its day.
That's a tricky one for me because I'm like you. I want to see all that, but something about the Wild West. Yeah. You take that guitar, beat people up.
Saloons, drinking, ladies, line dancing.
Yeah.
Line dancing. Ladies. I thought you were the one with the boyfriend. Ladies and line dancing.
No, because the ladies, they dance. They do the fun dresses. Oh, I teach dance, so that's why I think I like
you
to see ladies dance.
Dance.
Yeah.
That's cool. What kind of dance you teach?
Zumba and hip-hop and ballroom.
Holy cow. Yeah,
I've taken one of her classes there.
Really? She's high energy.
You
yeah, yeah.
That's
yeah.
No kidding.
I'm intense.
I could see that.
So are you, though, Brandon.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. You work out with Brandon, he's going to beat the crap out of you.
Our jobs help us.
He looks like this guy looks like Hugh Jackman. He got the Hugh Jackman thing going on, about his size, too.
If Hugh Jackman was more ripped, that would be...
It would be better. Yeah. No, he's all blasted out here, right? We could do... Well, how many did you curl there? Straight bar curls? What are you doing?
Straight bar curl? I don't know. I haven't done curls in a while. I do tons of pull-ups nowadays, but I'd say somewhere in maybe the 150 range for a one-rep max. I don't know.
Not bad.
Yeah.
What do you think these pipes can do? I do... I go up to 110, and I do half a dozen of those.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
I don't know what I could do on the one shot, but I don't know if I could get the 150. I used to. At one point, I could bench twice my weight and curl my weight.
Ooh, wow, man.
I weighed 165 at the time.
That's ridiculous.
Now I weigh 150, so I can't do that. But, what are you going to do? Talking muscles here. Number four, tearjerker or action thriller?
Action.
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 Tearjerker.
Way to go, girl. I love that.
I watched The Fault in Our Stars last night, so I was like, crying.
But Alone? Did you watch it alone?
Yeah.
Anna, you can't.
That's
awesome. I think the tearjerker movies, like, you watch them once and they hit you and they stick with you forever. Whereas, like, action movies are like, are they like M&Ms? You can watch them and watch them and watch them and watch them.
Just turn the TV on and it's on. Like, all right, well, this is what I'm doing again.
Yeah.
I agree. Here we go. Last one. Candlelight dinner, picnic in the park.
Picnic.
Candlelight.
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 Ooh, nice.
Because the ants may get in your picnic.
Ants might get in your pants. No ants in your pants. Well, I loved having you guys on. Sorry I had to cut you on the second song. First song, awesome. Check these guys out. Slow Motion Celebrity.
Thank you for having
us. Thank you so much.
Yeah, this has been fun.
Yeah, we're going to have you back again once we hear some good stuff, and maybe we can get rid of the neighbor so we can blast it. No, we'll be talking. But hey, thanks for tuning in. You know, if you want to check it out again, go listen in the archives, latalkradio.com/Tola Talks. You guys know my website, richtola.com. On the social, you got @RichTola. You guys know all that stuff because I'm Rich Tola, right? And hey, dreams do come true, but what do I know?
You're listening to Tola Talks with Rich Tola, right here on LA Talk Radio.